Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jaycountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
With the new year just around the corner, today we will be discussing 9 noteworthy nutrition goals for the new year. It's hard to ignore the refreshing feeling that a new year brings. It's a chance to reevaluate your life and to think about where you'd like to make changes. Statistics show that most resolutions don't work, so we're going to dive into some noteworthy goals for the new year. If you're already a pro at setting goals, then these 9 ideas will help you kickstart the year to a higher health. Choose to focus on one, some, or even all 9 throughout the year. Number 1 is eat more fruits and vegetables. Research shows that increasing the number of fruits and veggies you eat, especially above the 5 a day, decreases your risk of health ailments like high blood pressure, cancer, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. This year, resolve to up your intake of produce to bring your disease risk down. More fruits and veggies mean more fiber, vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals, plus more flavor and color added to your meals. Remember, when you're adding more fruits and veggies to your diet, you can choose from fresh, frozen, canned, or even dried varieties. Just remember to buy packaged items without added sugar, oil, or salt. Get going this year by adding fruits and veggies to your diet. You can put dried fruit in your chicken salad sandwich, frozen spinach in vegetarian lasagna, or double the diced peppers, mushrooms, and onions in your morning omelet. Every extra bit counts. Goal number 2, eat more healthy fats. It's becoming better known, thankfully, that the average American needs more omega-3s and that we should be consuming more heart-healthy unsaturated fat and less saturated fat. We've learned that unsaturated fats decrease inflammation in our bodies, which is linked to lower disease risk and better disease management. So what are you waiting for? The USDA dietary guidelines advise that approximately 20% of your calories should come from unsaturated fats each day. That's about 26 to 40 grams for people eating between 1,200 and 1,800 calories each day. Start by switching ground beef to tuna or salmon, and top your salad with slivered almonds instead of shredded cheese. You could also expand your use of avocado. Use the tasty fruit as a sandwich spread, whole wheat cracker dip, salad topper, or omelet partner. Goal number 3 is pump up your protein in the morning. Our busy schedules mean we consume most of our protein later in the day, but protein keeps us full and energized, and our bodies constantly use this cell-building substance. Studies show that people who balance their protein distribution throughout the day are more successful at maintaining a healthy weight. Eat about 25% of your daily protein requirements at breakfast. That's 15 grams for someone eating 1,200 calories a day. To meet this goal, include foods like hard-boiled eggs, fat-free yogurt or Greek yogurt, and cheese made from 2% milk in your breakfast. Adding diced chicken to your eggs or almonds to your cereal can also help you rack up a few grams of protein in the morning. Goal number 4 is experiment with different types of grains. Americans eat more wheat than any other grain. Sure, whole wheat is high in fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and it's a great way to energize yourself, but other grains have much more to offer in the way of nutrition too. Why not try some new types of whole grain this year? Choose from many varieties of quinoa, barley, buckwheat, oats, bran, corn, flaxseed, millet, rice, rye, sorghum, and spelt. Then search cookbooks and recipe websites for your grain of choice. Place the recipes you find in a folder, and when you're ready, you can tackle a new grain each month. Goal number 5 is improve your culinary skills. Some bare bones cooking skills are required to live a healthy lifestyle. If you rely on convenience foods and restaurants too much, you will not only likely overconsume calories, but you would also be spending far too much money on food. This year, look for ways that you can improve your cooking skills to make healthy eating more fun. The best way to learn about cooking and improve your skills is to practice. Lay out a game plan. Anything from cooking classes to informative cookbooks can help you improve your skills. You can even watch cooking demonstrations on YouTube. Choose one or two new techniques or cooking methods and find the resources available for each. Keep a journal to track the new techniques you've learned and how they've helped you. Then you can look back on December 31st and see how far you've come. Goal number 6, design a health-encouraging kitchen. Who wants to cook in a dirty, cluttered, or disorganized kitchen? Cleaning up your food prep and storage areas is a great way to promote healthy eating. When healthy foods are accessible and easy to create, you're more likely to consume them. So set aside a day or a few weekends, depending on how much reorganizing you're going to do, to assess your kitchen and decide which changes you need to make. A few suggestions to kickstart your kitchen into a health-supporting room is to designate an area, such as a clipboard, binder, etc., to place healthy recipes you'd like to cook. Move your produce drawers up to eye level in your fridge, or place a basket in the cupboard filled with healthy snacks and ready-to-go fruits. Goal number 7 is spice up your diet. When you're trying to eat healthier, taking out fat and salt to save calories and sodium may leave you with tasteless, boring food. But you can add flavor and color back to your recipes without all the calories by adding the right amount of herbs and spices. Unless you're a trained chef, knowing how much of what kind of spice to add may take some guessing and checking. But by following new recipes and experimenting in your kitchen, you'll find your way through the world of spices. A good place to start is your own spice rack. Review what you already have, and be sure to check the expiration dates. And set on the counter each seasoning you have never cooked with, and then find a recipe to try it and have fun. Find out more about herbs and spices and the best way to use them. Be sure to try both fresh and dried varieties and enjoy the flavor. Goal number 8 is to eat more meals at home. No doubt about it, home-cooked meals are tough to implement. With planning and practice, making more meals in your kitchen and enjoying them at your dinner table can help you reach several goals: eating healthier, cutting calories, saving money, and increasing family time. Try a reusable week-long calendar and plan your meals in advance. Organize your grocery list and write down what meals you're shopping for on the list so you remember what you plan to make while you're going through the grocery store. It may take some extra prep time each weekend and some 15-minute meals on busy nights, but this is a doable resolution that you won't regret. And our 9th goal is to eat more meatless meals. Vegetarian meals can be higher in fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and lower in calories, fat, and saturated fat. Often they're cheaper, too. Many nutrition experts agree that our health would benefit if we took an old-fashioned approach to eating, where meat acts as more of a side dish instead of the main event on our plates. Simply giving up meat one day a week can result in health and environmental benefits. If you already give up meat on one day a week, you can try working up to 2 or 3 days a week. Don't remove the pepperoni from your pizza and call it a vegetarian meal. Instead, try to make an effort to include nutritious plant-based proteins like soy products, beans, legumes, and nuts with each vegetarian dish you choose. Start slowly, and you may end up finding new dishes that you truly enjoy. So there you have it, 9 worthwhile nutrition goals that focus on eating more and not less. How's that for a nice change for the new year? Your recipe for this week kind of goes along with the new year. Every year, one of our family traditions at New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, is to have a dish with sauerkraut in it. And this recipe is called Good Luck Pork and Sauerkraut. This takes about 4 hours to make. You're going to put it in a slow cooker. The prep time is only around 15 minutes. The level is easy, and this serves a good crowd of New Year's Eve guests. So the ingredients, vegetable oil, 2 pounds of pork, and you can use shoulder, loin roast, or a combination, 2 pounds of sauerkraut, undrained, and you can use the bagged kind, which is usually found near the hot dogs in the grocery store, 1 small yellow onion, peeled and minced, 1 medium apple, peeled, cored, and diced, and any firm variety of apple is good in this, so a Macintosh or a Honeycrisp, those would be excellent. And then you can serve this with mashed potatoes or applesauce. Those are optional. But the directions for the pork and the sauerkraut: heat a tablespoon or two of oil in a skillet and brown the pork on all sides. Combine the meat, sauerkraut, and brine, onion, and apple in the slow cooker. Cover and cook on high for 6 hours. You shouldn't have to add any liquid. When done, the pork will be fork tender and falling off the bone or separating from the fat. Using 2 forks, shred the pork into bite-sized pieces and discard any bones and large chunks of fat. Serve in bowls, over mashed potatoes, or with applesauce on the side if desired. This recipe can be found on www.cookingchanneltv.com, or we'll post it on our website. And if you have any questions or you'd like to listen to this health talk again, you can find it on our website at www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health. Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.